Welcome to the first episode of the ReLoop Brief. I'm Barry Sneddon, and I'm the Director of Communications at ReLoop. And this podcast series has been designed to take a concise look at the latest developments and news shaping the circular economy. Last week, I caught up with ReLoop directors Jenny Hume and Sarah Horner to discuss the current situation regarding deposit return across the UK and Ireland. Jenny has been ReLoop's UK and Ireland director for the last few years, but has recently been appointed to a new role. And that's where we start, as Jenny explains her new position. Jenny, you've got a new job.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
So my new job is the Global Networks Director, and I'm going to be shifting my focus to work with our more international partners. So beyond the UK and Ireland, a bit in Europe, a bit in the US and Canada, building our networks there.
Fantastic, which means we welcome Sarah officially. I know you've been doing some consultancy work with us, but you're the new UK and Ireland director.
I am, taking over from Jenny. And obviously I've learned a lot from Jenny. We've worked very well together the last few months. And we will still be able to work together, thankfully, because I don't want to lose access to all Jenny's knowledge of UK and Ireland. And then hopefully support her in building her networks as well. So, yeah, it's all good.
Let's talk about the UK then. What is the current situation with deposit return in the UK?
So the legislation has come into force for England and Northern Ireland. The application for the scheme operator closed and an application was received, so that's great. And the announcement of the successful bid hopefully will happen in April, and then it will be down to the scheme operator to start forming itself into an organisation that can then get the setup of the scheme underway.
April is when we're expected to hear a wee bit more about the Scottish regulations as well.
Exactly. So when Scotland came over to working more with the other three nations, as it was at that time, their regulations are slightly different from what was being proposed in England, Northern Ireland and Wales. So there was lots of discussion about what was called interoperability, which basically means that you want to have the same specification for each system in each country, so it makes it easier for everyone to interact with. So because Scotland had already passed its legislation, it then needed to go back and make some amendments to it. And because all these fall under trading rules, it first had to send those to the World Trade Organization. So that's already happened. So presuming that goes through smoothly, the next stage will then be to take the amendments back to Parliament and get those passed. So we're hoping again that should happen by April.
Okay. Jenny, the situation in Wales is a bit different.
That's right. Wales are a bit different. They are very keen to include glass in their deposit return system and also to include a reuse element. And that wasn't going to be possible to happen on a four nations basis within the UK. So they've decided to do some thinking on their own. They're still, I understand, having constructive discussions with the rest of the nations in the UK, but they will need to go back and have another consultation on their system so that they can include asking members of the public about including reuse in their deposit return system. And we expect that to happen later in the year, and then we'll get a bit of an update about what they're doing with their deposit return system.
And there's a technical point with what's happening in Wales. So the powers to do the deposit return scheme come for England, Wales and Northern Ireland come from the Environment Act. And in the Environment Act, one of the reasons for setting up a deposit return scheme is reuse. But when the consultation was done for the deposit return scheme, there was no questions about reuse. So there's a sort of a legal point there where you can't just then add in a reuse system, which is why Wales is going out to consultation. So they have to do it if they want to have reuse. You know, they're not just doing it to be difficult or drag the time out.
And are we expecting a four nations deposit return scheme, albeit with a few differences with Wales, to start in October 27? Or is that unlikely, do you think?
I think the fact that the legislation includes the start date of October 27 means that's now set in legislation. And as Sarah said, we had an application for the system operator. They'll have plenty of time to get themselves set up and get a system in place. And we're confident that that's plenty of time to start a system, and that would keep us on track, if not a bit behind, most European countries that have deposit return systems already And the ones that are coming online in the next year or two.
That's a good point about it setting legislation, and that was different from Scotland. So you can't just arbitrarily change the date. It would need to be, you need to go back and actually amend the statutory instrument. And obviously that's quite a big undertaking. And that was done purposefully as a safeguard. It does give focus for industry as well. And I think they can have more confidence that it wouldn't change at the last minute. Whereas in Scotland, because it did change a couple of times, it meant industry felt they could push back a bit, I think. So this makes it a stronger, hard deadline. I mean, with Wales as well, it's difficult to know exactly what their timescales will be. But some of the conversations I had with industry when I was working at Welsh Government, there seemed to be some thinking that Wales could slot in at a later date. I think the main thing is getting the structure of the scheme operator up and running and rolled out. And then once the network's in place, they know how to do it. I can't see it would be a massive undertaking to then include Wales in that once the structure's in place.
So this is Reloop Brief. We like to keep things short and sweet, but we do want to touch on what's happening in Ireland. Ireland, as we're recording this, have just had their 1 year anniversary. Deposit return has been in place there, the return system. What's happening there, Jenny?
Well, as you say, their system started a year ago. It's very similar to what we are going to have here. They have metal cans included and all PET plastic bottles for drinks. They've had billions returned in the last year. As we saw at the start, there was a little bit of, there were some teething problems when it first started, while the retailers got themselves, you know, set up with the reverse vending machines and the over-the-counter takebacks, but that's completely normal and to be expected, and customers had to get used to what they did to return their empties. But that lasted a few months, and now they're absolutely flying, and everybody you speak to is just says it's like second nature. You know, they just are used to taking their empties back, getting their money back. Return rates are high. We understand charities are getting donations from some of the returns, and it just feels like it's going really, really well.
Yeah, and I spoke to some business representatives over there, and they said the small businesses are adapting, and they've got through those teething problems that Jenny mentioned. And they also said that some of the drinks producers are seeing it as a marketing opportunity, and they're starting to adapt their packaging to actually promote the deposit return scheme and incorporate it into part of the sell about the drink. So they were very positive about it, actually. I mean, it was more positive than I was expecting. I thought the smaller companies would find it harder, but they were very, you know, representatives I spoke to said they were really embracing it.
Listen, I think that is a good summary of what's happening in the UK and Ireland just now. Jenny, congratulations on your new
Thank
job.
Thank you very much.
And Sarah, welcome officially.
Thank you.
As the UK and Ireland Director to Reloop.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks for listening to the very end of this Reloop Brief. Hopefully you've enjoyed, and you'll subscribe so you get a notification for our next episode.